Well, the tagline is perfect. Take a stand against cancer this summer with Lemonade Stands for Hope. It's all with Cancer Care of Manitoba. I've got Sherelle Kwan on the line, manager of events. I didn't realize that you'd put something kind of special together for this.
Yeah, a little program around it.
Making it even easier. Sherelle, tell us more about this.
What we provide is anyone who registers and wishes to host a lemonade stand in support of Cancer Care Manitoba Foundation receives a free starter kit.
Okay.
So it's kind of got everything you need. It has everything from lemonade crystals to little tracking sheets for how much you've sold at your stand.
Oh, yeah.
And some little fun items in there as well. So great for kids, but also anyone who's just young at heart and wants to host a stand.
And sometimes you need just a little idea of how to kind of get started,
and
then your own creativity kind of takes over. You can do whatever you want.
You can. It's amazing what people come up with. You know, we have one gal, she's doing virtual cups of lemonade because we also provide you with an online fundraising page so you can really get active on your social media or by email. And some kids are doing, you know, rainbow loom bracelets. And we have other people who are kind of doing fancy lemonades. Maybe they have some, you know, sparkling lemonade. And so it's really the sky's the limit with creativity. Cookies, people doing it with garage sales and out at the lake on the dock. Like, it truly is a really fun event when we get to see the creativity people put into their lemonade stand.
Now, you can put a stand together pretty much any time of the year, but there's a special weekend you got coming up in July.
Well, we try to encourage people, if they're open to it and are available, the weekend of July 14, 15, 16.
Okay.
That's kind of when we all make a stand together.
Okay.
And so what's, you know, Lemonade Stands for Hope. So we thought, hey, if, you know, a bunch of people are all hosting stands across our province and in Winnipeg, you know, that'd be really cool if they were all doing it together. But it's totally open to whenever it works for folks. So we kind of launched after May long weekend.
Okay.
And, you know, if people want to do it throughout August, we're totally fine with
nice.
That. We'll have kits ready for them.
And you started this a couple of years ago, but it had to take a little bit of a break.
We had it right before, unfortunately, the pandemic hit. So we had one summer where we got things going. And then, unfortunately, you know, it just wasn't the right time to be hosting them.
Right, yeah.
But this summer, you know, we feel good. And we have so many people reaching out, wanting to take part. And, you know, they're raising money for those touched by cancer. And it's just truly touching to hear about so many people and why they're choosing to host through their stand and who it's an honor of. So it's really it's a fun event to be part of.
And if you choose to do your stand during the July 14th to the 16th weekend, you've also got a way for people to find everybody.
If you head to our website at lemonadeforhope.ca,
okay.
We even have a little map and you can see where all the stands are being hosted. And so you kind of click on a lemon and you can see their day and time if they've wanted to make it public. It doesn't have to be made public. But, you know, not only can you host a stand, but you could get out there and support some of these folks. So maybe there's one even happening in your neighborhood and you just check online and you can swing by and support them.
That's a great idea, too. When we say the C word, it pretty much it's touched everybody, whether it's a friend, family member. So
yeah, you got it.
We all know the reason why. And this is just a great way to support it. And cool off in the summertime.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, lemonade stand. You know, you see one, how can you not stop?
Well, Sherelle, thanks for letting us know about Lemonade Stands for Hope. The official from July 14th to the 16th, but it's something that you can pretty much get involved in any time of the year here.
You got it.